All right, we're on Daf Kuf Yud tonight, and we're in the sugya of Zugot. And I mentioned last night there are different approaches with Zugot. So some of the Mefarshim take a very rationalistic approach and say that there's no mamashis to it, but they weren't so concerned with Avodah Zarah if people believed in it. And others want to say, no, there's this koach in the world, and we'll see how this goes with this. Now, with Zugot, we're concerned for mazikim, which are, forces that are harmful in the world. All right, let's take a look. So on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, on the fourth line from the top, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, 110a, four lines from the top. So Tan Rabbanan, Shotekif Laim Damo Brosho, if a person drinks two cups of anything, so Damo Brosho means his life's in his hands. In other words, he's putting his life in his own hands. In other words, he's done something very dangerous by having two cups of something. Makes him vulnerable to these mazikim. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Eima Taib is Manshul Rab Panyashuk. So Rav Yehuda says it's only if between the cups he didn't go get up and go outside between one cup and the next cup. He says Aval Ra'ah Panyashuk, cover should be a dough. But if he drinks a cup, walks out, and then comes back, so it's Nishka Fairlock. We're around eight lines down on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, 110a. Okay? So Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina Le Rav Chananya Bar Bibi, Da Kol Chasa, Hava Nafik V'Chazi Ape Shuka. So Rav Ashi says that I saw Rav Chananya Bar Bibi, every cup he would drink, he would go out to the Shuk and come back because he was Choshesh for Zugot. Below Amran El Latzit Ladera. So he said Zugot are only dangerous if after having like these cups, and again, it has to be in twos. I have the cup in twos, and then I'm going to travel. Then I'm vulnerable because these mazikim will attack me. But if I'm staying at home, it doesn't make a difference. Amrib Zera Vlishan Latzit Ladera. Going to sleep is dangerous, like Latzit Ladera. It means the mazikim are here, and they're going to prey on a person who's sleeping or who travels. So if you do these zugot, you're in trouble. So he says, "Amar zeh v'lishan klatzit l'derech dami." Amar apapa v'lasit l'beit hakiseh klatzit l'derech dami. Going to the bathroom is also dangerous. It means the mazikim hang around in the bathroom. It's a dangerous place. Ubeveito lo. So he said, in the house, if you stay in the house, there's nothing to worry about. V'harava mani kshure. Rava, when he would drink cups, he would like look at the beams, and each cup he would in his mind look at a different beam, and then that's the way he would calculate how many cups he was having. Abaye kishati chad kasa mankilei ime trei kase. Abaye, when he would drink one cup of wine or whatever it would be, so his mother would be holding two cups to make sure that he didn't have zugot, so it would be three. In other words, you don't want to have an even number. He says, he says, "Manki leime trei kase betrei yade." She'd be holding two cups with two hands. Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, he have a shati trei kase. Nachman Yitzchak, he would drink two cups. So he says, "Manki le shame chad kasa." So his servant would hold one cup to make sure that he doesn't have zugot. Chad kasa, if he would drink one cup, "Manki le trei kase betrei yade." He would hold, so then the servant would hold two cups. So we said, if you're at home, there's nothing dangerous about having zugot. But here, Abaye and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Abaye's mother in one case, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak's attendant was making sure they didn't have zugot. So the Gemara says, Adam Chashuv Shani, if a person's a very important person, so then the mazikim want to focus to kind of take them down. So Abaye was an important person, and so was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now, when it says with Abaye about his mother, we know that, and the Rashbam brings this down as well. Let's take a look if we can see the Rashbam. Let's look at the Rashbam, the first very wide line of the Rashbam, last word on the line, downstairs. Abaye ki habashati chad kasa, man kadai ime tre kase, dahabi luhu tlata, would be three. L'chach mezamin otam biyachad, shloi devar adei lidei shicha, biyamo bezugot. I'm sorry, the next line. Abaye, ibrato imo, made aviv. So Abaye, when his mother became pregnant, his father died. He says, "Yiladato imo meita imo." When his mother gave birth to him, his mother died. So he says, Vahatamar Abayi Amr Liyaim. So how does Abayi say, my mom said, his father was dead, his mother was dead. What does he mean, his mother said? He says, Ahim Mar Benite Avoy Bekidushin. That was like the woman who raised him, like his nurse, whatever. So that's what he's talking about. All right, let me just take a look 1 second. All right, let me take a pause. And who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Didn't we have once by Abaya that somebody came and there was a snake in the base medrash or something? So he didn't like it. There was something like a mazik there.
Yeah.
And
that's the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Ten.
He didn't let him.
I don't know if it was Abaye there, but it says that there was a. Or 1 second. Let me see.
Yeah, it was Abaye who said, don't let him sleep. He'll go.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get the Gemara out. Give me 1 second.
Oh, I think you're up there.
What's that?
I said you're really up there. You're cooking.
I'm cooking?
Yeah. You haven't forgotten anything, have you?
Well, I've got a lot.
Listen, you're all being recorded, okay? So let's take a look. Now, on Chaf Ten Amud Beis, in Kiddushin, I think you're referring to this Gemara, Aaron Moshe. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Let me see.
You did have a placement to sleep.
One second. You're right. Okay. So the Gemara says over there. That he says, this is the Gemara Kiddushin on Chav Tanu Beis. Says, Ki Hadar of Yaakov, Reid of Acha Bar Yaakov, Shadri Avu L'Kami D'Abaye. So, Rav Yaakov was sent to study before Abaye. Ki Ata, when he came, Chazilo Hava Mechadin Shmaite. He saw that he wasn't so sharp in his learning. So, Amarle Anadifa Minach Tuvat De'Izilana. He says, look, I have chashivas. He says, you go, I'll stay here. Shema Abayi d'kahava ati, havu mazik be'rabanan d'abaye. There was this mazik in the base medrash of Abaye. D'chi abo aili b'trein, afilu b'imama, havu mitzke. In other words, even during the day, people were getting injured from this mazik. Amar lohu lo leitiv le'inishush pizah efshar d'metrachesh nisa. So he says, let nobody host this person. Maybe a miracle occur. Al bat b'hu b'rabanan, idamin le'ketanid d'shiva reishvate. So that night, like it looked like a serpent with seven heads, and every time Rav Acha bowed down, like another head got chopped off. Anyway, so but that was you're right. It was with Abaye. Anyway, let's go back. Any other questions, comes to us, and anything we got? All right, let's take a look back.
How come last time when we were talking about the four cups of wine? We said it's not a problem because each one is a separate mitzvah.
Right.
How come I didn't say if you're not leaving your house, it's not a problem?
So that's a good question. I don't know why they didn't. You're right. I don't know why they didn't say that over there. Let me let Michael in. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say that. I don't know. You're right. Here the Gemara, although we'll see in the Gemara is going to say that over time, like the threat of these mazikim decrease. So it could be in the Mishnah, like the Mishnah is talking about how do they make this sakana for four cups. It could be that the sakana at that time was greater than later on. That's the only thing I can think of. But otherwise, I don't know. It's a very good question, Yosef. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so let's take a look. All right. So we're on the second wide line on Kuf Yud Amin Aleph. Michael, you have it. 110A. Michael? Okay. So Kuf Yud Amin Aleph, the second wide line. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Aaron Moshe, you got to mute yourself. Ruthie, you need to mute yourself. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Sra Kosod, Ein Behem Mishum Zugot. He says, if a person has 10 cups, then there's nothing to 10 cups of wine or whatever would be 10 cups of, then there's nothing to worry about from Zugot. Ula ta'ame, damar ula, va'amri la'manitatana. Ula follows the Shita. And others say we learn in the Brisa Asarat Koso Tiknu Chachamim Beit HaAvel. Now, the Gemara learns in Masechet Ketubot that if a person's an Avelut, so there's 10 cups of wine he has. It's like somewhere with there's one Birkas Mazon, and some during the meal, and I think some before the meal. So the Gemara says that there's a Seder of cups. In other words, that the Avel drinks these cups to alleviate his distress. So the Chachamim established 10 cups of wine to be you know, consumed by an Avel, by a mourner. He says, if you would assume that 10 would be a problem with Zugot, with the Mazikim coming and, you know, making you vulnerable, how could the Chachamim establish something that would cause you to have Sakana? So 10 is not dangerous, the Gemara says. Aval, Tamanya Yeshbah Mishum Zugot, but 8 cups, so according to this, 2, 4, 6, and 8 is a problem if you drink those numbers. Then the Gemara says, Rav Chista, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Dami Tarvaihu, Shalom Latova Mitztaref, Lora Lo Mitztaref. So Shalom in the Birchas Konim, so the last one is Yisa Hashem Panavidlacha V'yasem L'cha Shalom, right? Yisa Hashem, counting the words, Yisa Hashem Panavidlacha V'yasem L'cha Shalom. There are 7 words in the third bracha of the Konim. So here he says, Rav Chista and Rabba Rav Huna say, that Shalom Latova Mitztarev L'ra Lo Mitztarev, that 7 means like corresponding to those 7 words is only Mitztarev for Tova. So you have 6 and you have 7, you're good. But even number 8 is not bad. So in other words, up till now we said 10 is okay, 8 not good. He's saying 8 is not a problem because 7 is only, the 7th cup is only Mitztarev for Tova. It's only joins like to help things out. He says, Aval Shita Yesh Mishum Zugot. But 6, there's still a problem with Zugot. Rabba Rav Yosef, the Amri Tarvaihu, Rabba and Rav Yosef both say, Vichuneka, Latova Mitzarev, Loralo Mitzarev. So Vichuneka is the 2nd bracha of the Birchas Konim. Ya'er Hashem, Panav Elecha Vichuneka, 5 words. Ya'er Hashem, Panav Elecha Vichuneka, 5 words. So it means number 5, cup number 5, is only Mitzarev Latova. So if you had 4 cups, you have 5, obviously you're good. But even 6, since 5 is included in it, it's only Latova. Aval Arba, Yeshma Mishum Zugo. Before, you have a problem with Zugo, 2 and 4. Then the Gemara says, Abai V'Rava, Da'amri Tarvai, Abai and Rava both say, V'yishmerecha L'tov Mitztarev L'ralo Mitztarev, that V'yishmerecha was the first bracha l'koni, V'recha Hashem V'yishmerecha, 3 words. So the 3rd cup, which corresponds to Yishmerecha, is only Mitztarev L'tova, meaning nothing to worry about number 4. Only 2 cups is the only thing you have to worry about. V'az the Rava L'tame, Rava follows his Shita, the Rava, Afkinu L'Rabbanim B'arba Akosot. He says that Rava would like, you know, say goodbye when he would wish the Chachamim goodbye. He'd give them 4 cups, or the Talmidim, you know, they'd have 4 cups. Afagav de Itzik Rava Bar Levi, and even though one of them got injured, i.e. Rava Bar Levi, Lochashla Lamilta, he wasn't worried about it. Rava wasn't concerned about it. Damar Humisham de Otvan Bapir Kahava. That he ran into problems because he was to try to ask me all these difficult questions, and I assume it means like to embarrass me. So he's saying that but really it's not the Zugot. Now let's just see a little bit with the Rashbam on this, and then I want to talk for a minute. Let me see what we've seen. Around the 8th very wide line in the Rashbam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 7th very wide line, Rabba Rav Yosef. So Rabba Rav Yosef, Kemoshu Udoro Zua Karzu, Ayu Mekilin Bezugo Vaholchin Upochtin, means like the power with these Mazikim was decreasing as the generations went by. So the earlier generation said 2, 4, 6, and 8, I have a problem. Then the later generation said 8's not a problem, then 6 wasn't a problem, then 4 wasn't a problem. Then it says Rabba Afkinu Bar Ba'a, Pamim Harbe, Shuniftari Menoa Yam Mashkan, he would give them to drink. Pamishlo Yam Mashkan Larba Kosod, Niftarin, then they would take leave of him. Now, the Rashbam is bothered by this. Now, Rava just said that 4 is not a problem. But Rava himself, earlier the Gemara said, how can we have this takana of 4 kosot? It's going to lead to sakana. And Rava had his own answer. Rava's answer was that, one second, Rava said, koshal bracha mitzaref latova vein mitzaref lara, that if you have the koshal bracha, which is the cup for benching, it's only included in something which could be a bracha, not a klala. So let's see back in the Rashbam, around the eighth line. Now we have Rava with a hey, but it should be Rava. Rava Lael, Kosha Bracha Bechule. I'm sorry, but Afakav the Tarets Rava Lael, Kosha Bracha Bechule, Alma Sfirlei, the Arba Yeshba Mishum Zugot. So how is it that Rava in the beginning of the Sugya is concerned for Zugot, and now he's not for four, and now he's not concerned for four? Ilav Mishum Kosha Bracha, that was the answer. Ikil Terutsei, Denehida Arba Lahazik, Leka Lamechash. In other words, even though I don't have to worry about mazikim, that I don't have to be worried about, but l'kshafim yei ikalamechash k'lekaman. So you still have to be worried about kishaf. In other words, you have mazikim, are like these demons that I have to worry, that's one concern, but I don't have to worry about it with four. But with kishaf, I do have to be worried about it. He says, v'hilkach itzrich rabba l'tirus le'el, hachid le'el l'hul rabbanan t'kuni milta da'ati bo l'idei sakana filu sakana kshafim. So he says that, in other words, even if it's not a problem with mazikim, but it could be a problem nevertheless with kishuf. All right, that's the answer he gives here. Now, wait a second. One minute. There was another answer somewhere. One minute. Right. So if you look at the end of footnote 20 in the art scroll, he quotes from the Petach Einayim. Petach Einayim is from the Chidah. He says the danger of Zugot diminished from generation to generation. In Rava's time, four cups of wine were no longer dangerous, but in the Mishnaic era and before they were. Thus, the Gemara above asked how the Mishnah could set forth the requirement to drink four cups, since in that historical period, four cups formed Zugot. So I thought that's what I was saying to you before, Yosef. You asked, how come it's a problem? You're a babayit, so babayit shouldn't be a problem with the zugot. Maybe it changes, like, you know, in the generation that you, like, it was getting the zugot were getting weakened as time went on. So maybe it wasn't, you know, so maybe it was more dangerous in time of the Mishnah, and then less dangerous when they said babayit at a later point in time, and that fits in with the piece that I was saying last night from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that like he wanted to be miyashev. The Rambam says it's nothing to kishuf, and Rabbi Yaakov wanted to say the Rambam was talking about it in his time, but in early generations in Achinami there was a problem with it. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything? Nice so little... What? I can't hear you.
Nice little comment here in the art scroll. There's common practice in Talmudic era for teachers to give wine to young scholars to enable them to comprehend the depths of the Torah. That's interesting.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
So what about in our time? Do we have to worry about this?
So again, so wait a few more lines. We'll come to it. Okay. Give me another 20 lines. What?
I think Vilna Gaon has a whole arichas about this, talking about the Rambam. Saying that in his time, that the Rambam, in the Rambam's time, the philosophical ideas were different, and there is mazikim. He was talking about mazikim.
The Vilna Gaon felt that there were mazikim in his own time, or what did he say?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to move on. Okay, everybody, mute themselves. Arthur, mute yourself, please. Okay, Ruth, get a mute yourself. Ruth, mute. Okay, good. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, let's take a look. Okay, we're up to Amar of Yosef. We're on the 10th very wide line on Kuf Yod Amud Aleph. So Amar of Yosef, Amar li Yosef Shida. So Rav Yosef said that Yosef Shida means Yosef like a demon. The Shade is like a demon. It happens to both names. He's Rav Yosef and the name of the Shade is Yosef. Ashmedoi Malka the Shide Mamuna who Akulu Zuge. This Ashmedoi, he's the king of all these Mazikim, but he's in charge of Zugot. Umalka lo ikri mazik. A melech is not called a mazik, he wants to say. So that makes it sound like you don't have to worry about it. But ikid amri lo lahagisa, other people have a different version. Adraba malka ratchanahu, he's an angry king. Mai debai avid, whatever he wants to do, he does. Shamelech poreitz geder lasot lo derech. A king can, be'in mochem biyado, the king can do whatever he wants. And so according to that version, it would be dangerous. Amar apapa, amar li Yosef Shida, Rapapa said that Yosef, the shade, said to me, betray katlinan. If a person has two cups or two of something, so we can kill him. Biarba lo katlinan, biarba maskinan. So we wouldn't kill him, but we would injure him if he has four. He says, betray, baby shogi, baby mazid. With two cups, whether with shogi or with mazid, he's vulnerable. Barba'a, b'mezid in, b'shogi lo. Four, even though we said not going to kill him, you just imager him, that's only b'mezid. He intentionally had four cups, not b'shogi. Okay, one second. V'ishtle, v'ikri, v'nafak, mai takante. So let's say, excuse me, I'm sorry, my phone is ringing. Just excuse me one second. All right, anyway. The so let's see the one. Okay, so again, so the Gemara says, he says v'ishli v'ikri v'nafak. Let's say a person forgot and he had two cups. And he left the house. Mai takanti. What should he do at that point in time? So the Gemara says, Linkot zakva diadi dimina bidad smale. He should take his right thumb and put it in his left hand. Vizakva smale bidad dimina, and the left thumb in the right hand. Bnei mahachi, and say as follows. Atunva na hatlata. You and I are three. So in other words, he had, I don't know who the you is, whether it's a spirit or something like that, but he's saying like he had Zugot and he says, you and I are three. V'ishmile the Amar tunvanah harba, and if he hears a voice saying, you and I are four, namele tunvanah hachamisha, he should say back, you and I are five. V'ishmile the Amar tunvanah hashita, he hears a voice saying we're six, namele tunvanah hashiva, we're seven. Anyway, the point is, I don't know, he's going to leave it that they're really, like you want to have it on an odd number. It says, Hava uvda ad meya v'chad. So this went on with somebody till 101, upakashita. Then the spirit burst. Now, one second. Give me one second, let me see. Yeah. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Now,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't we say after 10 is not a problem? Why do you have to go to 101 for?
Yeah, well, so we did say that 10 was not a problem, but the Matthias says he had less than 10. He, in other words, he had, let's say, two, and he went off on the derech. So now he's in a like a vulnerable situation. Somehow, so he's saying like we're three, you know, or something like that. In other words, we're creating that he wants to be at an odd number, and then it got higher. I don't know what more to say with this. He has in the footnote 26 in the Art Scroll, he says that certain natural symmetries may give rise to the heretical notion that there are two divine powers. Person's hands are one of those symmetries. When one takes two hands and joins them as one, he symbolically denies the heresy of dualism. This exercise attests to the oneness of God. It strikes the very essence of Zugot. Anyway, that's the only thing I could say is, like the Matthias says, he really had two and then he was vulnerable. And this other counting is to get the number on the right number, but that's all I could say. Anyway, so three lines on the bottom. Amar Meimar, Amarli Reishtini Dinashim Kashvaniot, that the head of the women like sorcerers said to me, Haiman Depagu Benashim Kashvaniot, if a person encounters these women sorcerers, Nemahachi, you should say as follows. Chari chamime bidikula bazi lupumaihu. Like chari chamime is like hot feces in a ripped basket should be in your mouth. Nashi decharshia, like the women sorcerers. Karach parchaichi, parach parchaichi. He says, may your hair be ripped to expose your baldness. May your breadcrumbs fly away. And the breadcrumbs were used like perform sorcery. Turn page on the top line. Ibadur tablunaichi, he says, like your spices should be scattered. Parcha zika laborika chadata denachtitu nashim kashvaniot. He says that may the wind blow away the fresh saffron you were holding in your hands. And nashim kashvaniot are these like sorcerer women's. Adachanani v'chananchi loatiti lago. He says, as long as I'm reading on the Yartzeit, as long as I had my grace and your grace, I did not come between you. In other words, everything was, he says, Hashda Titi Lego, now that I've like come in between you, now I find myself among all these, you know, the Chashefod, Karchani v'chananchi, he says, it's evident my grace and your grace toward me have cooled. Anyway, he says to say that. All right, let me do a few lines and I'll pause. B'marava lo kapti azuge. In Eretz Yisrael, they were not machpin on zugot. Rav Dimi Neredah kapid, afilu arushman dechavita. Rav Dimi from Neredah was machpid even on the markings on a barrel. There was like one or two or three marks. So hava uvda upaka chavita. There was an incident where there were an even number of marks and the whole chavit burst. Now here's the key line, Yosef, and for everybody, and this is one that the Meiri uses. Klalo demilta called the kapid kapti bade. Whoever is makpid on the zugot, so the mazikim are makpid with him. In other words, if he's concerned about it, then the mazikim are, you know, get involved with him. Would lo kapti bade, and the person's not makpid on it, so then the mazikim leave him alone. He says umiu lemechash mi boy, but at the end of the day, he has to be concerned with it. Now, there's a question whether those three words are or not in the Gemara. But I told you that the Meiri takes it. That's the Yisod for the Meiri. The Meiri takes it that the people may have believed in things that, you know, that didn't have a rational basis. But if it didn't have a Avodah Zarah, they weren't concerned to be Oker it. And he uses this line in the Gemara like his proof to what he's saying. Now, in the art scroll, it comes out that, like he says, the Rashbam is saying you can't ignore the zugot. You have to be concerned about it. He says, "Mi lemechash mi boy." Let me see what he says here. One second. Yeah, he says if you look in the Rashbam, it's on the right around the 10th narrow line. Called to copy the otermi die kapti bade ashedim lahaziko. If you're like too involved, too concerned with it, so the shedim get involved with you. Lo kapi kolkach lo kapti bade lahaziko umihu lemeichash mi boy. You still have to be concerned about it. I feel the mind lo kaptina bade detamed lo kapti bade klav. You say they're not involved with them at all. You can zugo lamanizkru begemara. So the Gemara doesn't have to mention it at all. That's the way that the Rashbam takes it. So he mentions here, this is in footnote 10, he says there are Rishonim who say that you don't have to be concerned with Zugot at all. Okay, he says that the Gemara shouldn't. Why the Gemara devotes so much attention to it? So he wants to say you could say that the vigilance against Zugot among the masses was a fait accompli, and the sages sought to allay some of their fears. In other words, that's the way the people, like, they're sort of like believing already, and that fits in with the Meiri as well. And anyway, then he says Tosos writes, we're not careful regard Zugot. Those evil spirits are not commonly found amongst us. And then he quotes the Ruch HaShulchan. He says, we are not careful to avoid Zugot nowadays, since no one is particularly regarding them. The Ben Yoyada, who is, you know, Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, states that the potential harms arising from Zugot have been completely negated. Nowadays, he notes approvingly, it's custom women in Baghdad, when they send baskets of sweets to a wedding or a bris milah, to purposely send an even number of baskets. They do so to repudiate the idea of any continuing threat of Zugot, over which the Jewish people were victorious. All right. Now, that's with Zugot. Now, but although the Rashbam said earlier that there's still a problem with Kishuf, and we'll see what's going on. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Are these sorceresses in the Gemara, we think they're Jewish or they're not Jewish?
I don't know what to say. Obviously, it's not al pi halacha to be involved with Kishuf. I don't know how to respond to that.
Would they be put to death? Wouldn't be Kishuf Macher be put to death?
Right. I mean, right. If a person does Kishuf, so then there is a Chiyuv Misa, right? Absolutely.
How about the
Havamim? Is it Jewish here?
Say again what?
The Havamim, is it these are Jewish ladies doing this?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look further.
How about the ambulance?
We're going to see a case. coming up. Well, the Gemara doesn't say Jewish or not, but it sounds like it's Jewish coming up with a woman who's doing Kisha. If you remember, there's a Gemara, I think at the end of the fourth parak in Gittin, with the daughters of one of the Chachamim, and it turns out that they were engaged in Kisha. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, this is around line 8 on Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So it says, Kiyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, Shtei Beitzim, Shtei Gozim, Shtei Kishuin, with the Varacher, Halacha Moshe Misinai. He says, like two Beitzim and Zugot, two eggs, two Egozim, two nuts, two cucumbers, and Davar Acher, there's another fruit or something that's a problem with Zugot, Halacha Moshe Misinai. He says, Mustapkalu the Rabbanan, Mayinu Davar Acher. The coming were Musupak, they weren't sure what Davar Acher was, because Rabbanan Bakulu Zuge, Mishum Davar Acher. So they made Xer by all the pairs of everything because of Davar Acher. We don't know what Davar Acher is. Now he says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, the article says in footnote 11, he quotes from Sefer Yisrael, he says, is it Halacha Moshe Misinai, or is Rav Dimi means it's the strength of Halacha Moshe Misinai? Obviously, if you would go the direct that the Zugot, like the Meiri, then it doesn't make sense to say Halacha Moshe Misinai. All right, now the Gemara says, Vahada Amra on Asara Tamani Yashita Arba, Ein Bahem Mishum Zuge. Now, on Amad Aleph, the Gemara said 10 is not a problem with Zugot, and then different Chachamim said 8 wasn't a problem, 6 wasn't a problem, and even 4 wasn't a problem with Zugot. That's what we did on Amad Aleph. He says, Lo Amran Elin Mazikin. That's only by the Mazikin, like these demons. He says, "Aval inin kshafim afilu tuva nami chayshinan." But as far as kishuf is concerned, in other words, that you'll be vulnerable to kishuf, then even a higher number you have to be concerned about. Kiha dehu gavra degirshla debito. There was a one man who divorced his wife, and then on the side he corrects it to azla, azla insiva lechanvoa. So the wife remarried to husband number 2, who runs the store. Kul yoma hava azla v'shati chamra. So strangely, husband number 1, who had divorced her, would go, sounds like, to this, I don't know if it's this store or whatever, every day we drink wine. Havaka Avdalek Shafim, Lo Kamahani Labai. She would try to do kishuf against husband number 1, you know, like she was upset with him. And he says, but the kishuf was ineffectual. Mishum Dahaba Mizdair Benafshe Bezuga, because he was very careful about the zuga, in other words, how much wine he was drinking. It were around midway down the column on Kufyudam Bezfern, okay? 110b, around midway down. He says, Yomachad Ishti Tuva Vlohabiyada Kamashati. One day he was drinking a lot of wine and he lost count of how many cups he was having. Achitsar Habitsayel Vizdair Benafshe. Up till 16, he was clear in his mind, he was careful. He says, Mikad Ve'elach Lohabitsayel Vlohizdair Benafshe. But after that, he wasn't careful anymore. Pikde Bezuga. So he steps out of the store, and now he's had an even number of cups of wine. Kiava Aziel, Gaspe Ahutaya. When he left the store, he encountered a certain Arab merchant. Arab, he says, Amalei Gavra Katilo Huda Azil Hacho. So the Arab said, "I see like a walking dead person." Whereas I don't know how the Arab knew it, but he knew this guy is in Gahakta Tzuris, as we say. Azil Chavke Ladikla. So the person who the Kishif, you know, had the drinks, he grabbed the date palm tree, Savach Dikla Upakahu. So the tree shriveled up and he burst. Anyway, so the point being that even though Zugot may be resolved, but you still have a problem with Kishif. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, everybody's speechless. All right, let's go further. All right. Amarav Avira, Karot, V'kikarot, Ein Behem Yishum Zugot. When it comes to Karot, it's like a plate of cooked food. And kikaro loaves, there's no problem with zugot with them. Klalo demilta kol shekamaro b'deyadam ein behem mishum zugot. If it's something that's been completed by man, in other words, man has done the finishing touches on it, there's not a problem with zugot with that. He says gemaro b'dey shemayim b'milei mini demeichal chayshinan. But if it's gemaro b'dey shemayim, something that's created, you know, through acts of heaven, so then something you eat, you have to be choshesh. Chanut ein behem mishum zugot. Now, chanut is either if you have a drink in one store and then drink in another store, it's not a problem with zugot, or chanut could mean that the drinks you have in the store. Let's look at the Rashbam on this around the 15th line above where it gets wide in the right hand column. You have cup one in store A and cup one in store B. It's not zugot. Lashon Acher, a different explanation, the Ikar, and this is the one that the Rashbam favors. Chanut Hashotebo Zugot Lo Kapti Mazikin Ale Lav Kviutahu. In other words, if you're drinking in the store, it's not a kvius. I guess you don't know how much they're going to give. You don't know how much you're going to drink. He says, "Vahu uvda delael dahu gavra deshati bechanut shafim shani shastelu grushato." The earlier story that we had above with the man who drank in the store, that was because of kishuf, not because of zugot. All right, back in the Gemara, he says, Nimlach ein behem yishim zugot. If you like change your mind, in other words, let's say I drink one cup of wine, then I think that's it, and then I change my mind, I'm gonna have another cup. That doesn't count as zugot, because in other words, like the fact that you decided that you're not gonna have it, then you're gonna have it, that like makes a hefsek. Oreach ein behem yishim zugot. If a person's a guest in somebody's house, he doesn't know how many cups of wine the Baal HaBas will give him. So each cup is considered like the end of a section. He says, Isha ein ba mishum zugot. So, one second. So he wants to say that women, he says, usually don't consume large quantities of wine. They're similar to guests. Each cup is a new cup of wine, so they don't have to be worried about zugot. The isha chashuva chashin is an important woman. You don't have to worry about it. Okay, Amar Rav Chinina b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Ispargus mistarif l'tova mistarif l'ra. Ispargus was like this concoction they would make from like asparagus. Sounds like asparagus, but it sounds like cabbage and wine, or cabbage and beer. But it was some sort of like medicinal drink that they would have. So it's mistarif l'tova. If you're having this drink, it's only mistarif l'tova, not l'ra. In other words, it's made for refua, so it doesn't count for zugot. Amar Avinu mishmei de Rava. So Ravina says in the name of Rava that if you're in Mesupak, you don't know how many you had. So some say you should go Lechumra, some say Lekula. So Lechumra would be that let me have one more, and then if I had Zugo, that now I won't be. And it sounds sort of strange, it's like in the alternative. But if I had an odd number, so my intent will be that it shouldn't count. But Amila, and some say Lekula. Some say that the Lekula, that he should be lenient, not drink another cup. Amar of Yosef, trade de cham revachad de shichro lo mitztaref. If you have two cups of wine, until you're in trouble because of zukot, and then you have a third cup of beer, that's not mitztaref. The wine is so much more chashuv than the beer can't be added on to the wine. But trade the shichra, if you had two cups of beer, that's a less important beverage, and v'chad chamra, now the third drink is wine, that's more chashuv, that's mitztaref. In other words, the more chashuv, if the foundation is something less chashuv, so you can add more chashuv to it. If the basis is something very chashuv, like wine, then I can't add beer to it. V'simanach, and the siman, the mnemonic device to remember this halacha is zeklal kulam chuberlo. So this is a din in Masechet Kelim. It's talking about different types of you could say like mats or like you have a reed mat, a leather mat, something made out of goat hair. So it's something about Tumat Midrash. We've had this before, that the Zava sits on it, so it becomes Tame, but there's a different shear for how much is the mat, how big is the mat. So we could look in the Rashi of the Rashbam on this. I guess let's look in the Rashi. If you look in the Rashi, 20 lines above where from the bottom, Kol Mechubar Lo, Gabi Tumat Koi Ditnan, Mapatz Chamisho Al Chamisho. Mapatz is like a leather mat, so the shear is 5 tfachim by 5 tfachim. Machatzelet is a mat made of reeds. That's Shisha Al Shisha. And those are the minimum shiurim, minimum size to be Mekabal Tuma. 5 tfachim by 5 tfachim, or 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. And the Mishnah there mentions other items as well that have smaller shiurim. He says, "Bahachi kamar im yishma chatzelat chamishah veinu mekabel tuma." Let's say I have a reed mat. So the shear for a reed mat is 6 tfachim by 6 tfachim. But I have a reed mat which is 5 tfachim by 5 tfachim, so it's not the right shear. He says, v'tefach mapatz mechubarlo, but there's, I have a strip of leather that's attached to it. He says, ho'il v'chamuri menu mitztarif lo u'mekabel tuma. So if it has a smaller shear, which is the leather mat, so then it's more chashuv and can it be attached and it adds to the shear. He says, aval imapatz arba, but let's say I have a different case. I have a leather mat which is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. The minimum shear for leather mat is 5 tfachim. B'tefach machatzel mechuberlo, and there's like a tefach of reeds that are attached to it. Hoil v'kal humimenu. So the reed is less chamor. That's a bigger shear. It's less chamor. He says, eino mitztarif lo. It's not mitztarif to it. So the basic idea is that if you have something that which is chamor, so we said kol hamachubar lo, if it's a different material minachamur mimenu tamei, if it's from a material that's more stringent to it, it can combine. If it's less stringent, it can't combine. So here we're saying that the So in footnote 34, he says, here too, regards Zugo, the same rule applies. A cup of beer less significant than wine does not combine with 2 cups of wine to negate the effect of Zugo, right? In other words, that's less stringent. In other words, that's if I have wine and I'm trying to add on the beer, so the beer is considered less chashuv than the wine. So it's like less stringent. So it doesn't add on to it. A cup of wine, which is more significant than I could add on to it. All right, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. We're 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Trey Kamataka, Vacharataka, Mitztarfi. It's the same idea, the corollary to this. If I have 2 cups of wine, taka means the table, 2 cups of wine before the meal and 1 cup during the meal, so that's mitztarif. In other words, I'm building. In other words, like the less important and then the more important. The cups before the meal are less important. The cup during the meal is more important. So in other words, the question is, do these cups, you know, accumulate together or are they do separate? So 2 cups before the meal are less important cups. The cup during the meal is more important. So the more important is added on to the 2 cups. And so I don't have zukot. Chad mi kamitaka, but if I have 1 cup before the meal, utreya taka. So in other words, where the two are, that's the foundation. So the 2 during the meal are the important ones. Now I have 2 during the meal, that's important. So to add less important one, which is 1 before the meal, I can't limit starfin. Okay, makivar misharshia, atu anan l'taikuni taka kabainan l'tuni gavra bainan, v'gavra kamitakin v'koi. So misharshia is asking, look, what are you trying to like, fix up the meal or not fix up the meal? What is this like important before the meal, after the meal, during the main thing is the person. The person at the end of the day had 3 cups of wine. So what are we concerned about? Ella, Amram Sharshia, Dekuli Amatreya Taka, Bachad Batar Taka, Mitzlomit Starfe. Everybody agrees if you have 2 cups during the meal and 1 after the meal, it's not Mitztaref. In other words, before the meal and during the meal, that's one unit. That's Mitztaref. But 1 cup after the meal, then that's a different unit, and that's not mitztaref. Kehimai said the Rabbi Bar Nachmani. So there's an incident in the Gemara Bava Metzia with this royal emissary that comes. He's trying to arrest Rabbi Bar Nachmani, and he comes to the inn where Rabbi is, and he has the host serves him 2 cups of wine. Something bad happens to him, and Rabbi says, you know, bring out the table and let him have another cup. In other words, if it's tables out, now it's all part of the same unit. All right, 2 more lines and I'll pause. He says, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, kol hamazuk mitztaref. Anything which is diluted can be joined with another drink. In other words, 1 drink is diluted, another drink is diluted, another drink, all diluted drinks can be mitztaref. Kol hamazuk mitztaref, chutz min hamayim, except for water. If I have, let's say, hot water and cold water, that doesn't count as a diluted drink. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, filu mayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even water. In other words, if I have 1 drink of diluted wine, another drink of diluted water, the hot and cold water, that's mitztaref for zugot. Amar Rapapa lo amar l'chamimi l'go kri rei kri l'go chamimi. Rapapa says only hot water and cold water into hot. Amar chamimi l'go chamimi, if it's hot water mixed with hot water, kri l'go kri rei, cold into cold, lo. That doesn't mix. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, 1 minute.
I mean, with the two cups. I mean, if you have two tiny cups and you pour into one big cup and it becomes one big cup, is that what it is?
Wait, say again, which case are you talking about?
The idea of two cups. Does it matter the size? Because I can have two small cups.
No, the size I don't think is significant. It's just that you had one cup and then another cup. That's
so I can take the two cups in front of me, pour it into one big cup.
Right, then you have one cup.
Right. Then it's harama.
I don't know. All right, now. All right, let me just do a piece from this.
I got a question.
What's up?
Going back to the piece that you were doing earlier about Rav Avira.
What's the plates
and the loaves don't
contain. Right.
Okay. Then at the end it said, if the object was completed by heaven, then you are concerned.
Right.
Does that only apply to food?
Yeah, we said that Zugo doesn't apply to everything, right? We said on Amud Aleph, or maybe yesterday, we're talking about food, obviously, but we said that Zugo, what did we say yesterday's Gemara? Let me take a look. Yesterday we said, yeah, so on Kuf Ten Amud Beis 109b, so we said that Lo Yuchal Adam Trei, a person shouldn't eat in twos. Lo yish tetrei and drink in twos. Lo yikaneach tetrei, he shouldn't clean himself twos. He shouldn't do tzrachav tetrei. But in terms of the eating, it's got to be gemara.
So in other words, when we're discussing pears, it's only food items.
Say a pear. No, there are other things for pears as well. He says drinking could also be pears.
But drinking is something you're
in, okay. Then the Gemara
being with your wife twice. We had other
right. Well, right. The Gemara said.
We rejected that. The Gemara said
that you had two of something, and then you had relations with the wife. You were weakened, and then you're vulnerable. But the Gemara also says lo yikaneach trei v'lo yisetz rachav trei, that he shouldn't like clean himself in twos, and lo yisetz rachav trei, he shouldn't. Yisetz rachav trei is to have, I think, relations with his wife, right? Didn't we say that? He says, let's take a look.
But we rejected that one.
Wait. 1 minute. 1 second.
Top of today's death.
Yeah, I saw that, but 1 second.
It wasn't rejected because it was food. That's not why it was rejected.
Yeah. All right, why not? No, the Gemara. Yeah, Nimlachu. Right. You're right. The Gemara, right. So the Gemara said that it doesn't mean having relations twice. It means it to have the zugot and then to have the relations. That's what the Gemara ends up saying. All right.
Can you explain to me what it means when it says an object was completed by heaven?
It means, let's say, can you give me a concrete example
of that?
Okay, let's say I eat an apple. An apple is created min hashamayim, right? But a loaf of bread, the wheat grew and man ground it down and kneaded it and baked it into dough and baked it into bread. That's Gemaro bide Adam.
Right. So in other words, it would be something that Hashem created, but a man then added into.
Right.
Changed it in some way.
Right.
Okay.
So why is wine a problem?
Yeah. So it's a good question about wine. The only thing I could think of is like the juice of the wine is in the grape and you're not really changing it. You know what I mean? It's being squeezed out, but it's there. That's the only thing I can think of. All right.
Yeah, but to turn it into wine, doesn't a person have to add some kind of fermenting thing to it?
No. I mean, today they do that, but I think, in the early days, they just crushed the grapes and there was a natural yeast that was there and things like that. Today they add things to it to help it ferment, but naturally there's a yeast that's in the grape. All right, now let me say this piece from the Aladaf. It's more about this thing. He quotes, we mentioned about if you're makpid, if you're concerned about it, so then it becomes then the demons will harm you. If you're not concerned about it, the demons won't harm you. The Shalah explains that if one believes in demons and other evil forces, Hashem abandons him and allows these forces to have power over him. However, one puts all his trust and belief in Hashem, other forces have no power over him. So that's a nice sort of like another sort of different angle at it, saying like you should have completed Emunah Hashem, not believe in these things. The Sefer Malkiel explains that Zugot were banned in order to counter the idolatrous belief in a double deity, good and evil. He suggests that when the Gemara says, quote, the Kapid, one who's concerned and confused about the belief in pairs, dual deity, heaven forbid, Kapti Bade. So you want to say it's like a code, like maybe he's thinking like the Zoroastrians, they believe like in like two gods and things like that. He says he must refrain from eating Zugo because it must work to reinforce his faith and belief in oneness of Hashem. However, one who's convinced about the oneness of Hashem need not refrain from eating Zugo because his faith in Hashem is solid. Ramosha Feinstein applies the rule of called the Kapid Bechulei to the concept of Ayin Hara, evil eye. He says as a rule, one should not excessively concern himself with the effects of Ayin Hara, because the more one is mindful of these matters, the more effect it can have on him. He concedes, however, that one should exercise a measure of precaution regarding Ayin Hara and refrain from flaunting something exceptionally admirable, such that it is likely to cause wonderment or a jealousy. In other words, so he wants to say, the Gemara says, like if you're concerned about these things, you're vulnerable. If you're not concerned about it, you're okay. He wants to say the same thing with Ayin Hara. That's what Ramosha wants to say. But he says, in Achinami, you should not do something to cause Ayin Hara. The Meirin, in keeping with the position of the Rambam, that demons and sorcery are not real forces and belief in their power is mere folly, suggests that the harm caused by eating pears is psychosomatic. If one refrains from eating Zugot because he believes that he will be harmed by demons, he thus trains his mind and body to reject Zugot, and hence he might indeed be adversely affected. Therefore, the Gemara says that one who pays no heed to Zugot will not be affected. All right, that's something else. Now, let me just do a little piece here. One second. All right. He goes on. All right. So you get the idea. The basic idea is it nothing to worry about, or is it something to be concerned about? And he says, this is in the Al Adaf. However, the opinion of the Tosfos and other Rishonim is that these characters are to be understood on their most basic level. The Gra is of a similar opinion. One second. The entire discussion revolves around. All right. All right. Let me leave it. Okay. What do you want to say, Aaron Moshe? We can't hear you, Aaron Moshe. You gotta unmute yourself.
The Rebbe of Yonason and Yaris Devash, he says that the Ayin Hara is like a poison that comes out of a nachash. He holds for an Ayin Hara. He says that if somebody has an Ayin Hara, he claims it's just like the poison that comes out of a snake.
I hear. I mentioned the past.
Didn't we have a Gemara with the Shadim with the Shlomo HaMelech, that whole Gemara with
That's in Kitten. At the end.
Yeah, we had a whole Gemara on that.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a group of guys that came from Yeshiva many years ago to collect money for Yeshiva that learns all night instead of during the day? And they get up and they dive in the earliest minyan possible, but they learn all night. And part of the thing is to take away the shadim, because they operate during the night more than during the day.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, like, I mentioned this past, the Mechtam Eliyahu, about Ayin Hara, he says, like, when a person, like Hashem gives brachot to people, but if I flaunt those brachot, I'm using the brachot in a way that Hashem didn't intend. And I'm causing pain to other people. Like, let's say a person's blessed with a lot of children or a lot of money. And if they flaunt it and they cause pain to other people, you know, people don't have children, people don't have money. So then Hashem sees I'm using the bracha in a bad way, and he comes and he takes it away from the person. And that's the way the Mechtam Eliyahu understands Ayin Hara. Like, don't let them give you an Ayin Hara. The Ayin Hara is that you're using, you're flaunting whatever you have, any bracha you have, and then Hashem comes and takes it away. Okay,
people used to wear Reuter Bendlach, against an Ayin Hara, a red Bendel.
Yeah, how did you say it? How do you say it in Yiddish? What, Bendlach? What?
Reuter Bendlach.
Reuter Bendlach. Okay, all right. Any other questions, comes with us?
Do people still believe in this thing about the pears?
It depends who, what, when, and where. It depends, you know, like...
Just in your knowledge or experience. Are there subscribe to this?
I think that...
If I could just say, Rabbi Rosner said there are typical, very, very sane, normal, quote, people who will never take two eggs. One or three.
depending on their cholesterol rating.
No, independent of their health issues.
If you they say don't want to be in the casino,
but he had a beautiful
board. Did you shut off the
recording? No, we're still being recorded.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now that's very interesting, Michael.
All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts?
He had one other idea. You could shut me off. I don't care.
No. Go ahead.
He had a very beautiful idea. I'd never thought of it or heard of it. Hashem Echad, okay, and Shani, okay, two, he brought into a Zugos, is really Shinoi, is a change, because it's a Shinoi from Echad. Echad is the most important. Hashem Echad. He says, once you get into Shani, that's already a Shinoi. That's a different, to show that that's really different from Hashem Echad. And that's why he says the Torah only says Kitov by Yom Shlishi, because Shani would never be Kitov.
All right.
Wow.
Very interesting insight as Shani, Shnei, and Shinui.
All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right. Let me end the recording. 1 second.
That was for you, Bob.
I like that one.
All right. 1 second.